You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. We're talking about boredom and the impact of consuming so much content. The desire for desire, a vague sense of discomfort that has us feeling restless or sad. Linguist Justin McDaniel has another take on boredom, one that focuses on the first part of the word, bore.
That it means to put a hole in something, right? To bore a hole in something. Meaning that, like, you are pierced, you're rendered useless.
But for Justin, this is not a bad thing. It's an invitation to be still.
Boredom is something that you can see as productive. It's like a beginning, right? It's a beginning.
These days, Justin is a professor of religious studies at the University of Pennsylvania. But when he was younger, he spent a lot of time exploring boredom in some extreme situations. Alan Hinnich has this story.
When Justin McDaniel was in his 20s, he traveled to Thailand to teach English as a volunteer. Soon after, he became a monk in a remote Buddhist monastery.
A monk in any situation is a type of prison in many ways, right? Like, you have exactly the same clothes, exactly the same haircut, you have a series of rules. In my monastery, it was 243 rules, right? Everything, from the way you speak, to how you go to the bathroom, to how you walk, every movement you make, right? That you're celibate, you can't take intoxicants, you eat only once a day. Your days are so heavily regulated.
It was a simple life with very few choices and a lot of chores that had to be done every day. Sweep, clean, and then do it all over again.
Tomorrow, you know, you have to sweep the path again. It's going to have leaves falling on it again. You know, tomorrow there's going to be dust on the Buddha statue. You got to polish it again. Like, it just seems endless.
But for Justin, there was a lot of beauty in those simple tasks.
And in many ways, when choice is taken away, it is incredibly liberating. Doing these series of tasks allows me to concentrate on and breathe, pay hyper attention to what you're doing.
Justin adjusted well to monastic life. He wasn't bothered by the routines, the strict rules, or how little food they usually ate, just about 800 calories a day. So eventually, he decided to try something more extreme.
It was dangerous, and I shouldn't have done it, but I was kind of a hothead. I just like challenges.
7 days of fasting in complete solitude.
You placed in this box, it's a wooden box in the middle of the jungle. And, you know, there's no light. You only can fit sitting in it. Like, you can't put your head up straight. You can't stretch your legs out. You're kind of in a half lotus position and caught in this box, and it's locked. And you get water a couple times a day through a straw in the box.
Justin remembers being really uncomfortable. It was hot, and his hunger was brutal. After 3 days, he started hallucinating.
There was a benefit, at least for the first 3 days, of really feeling your body.
Eventually, he fell out of the box, and the other monks brought him back to the monastery. The lessons from his time as a monk stuck with him, and he brings them into the classroom. For 22 years, he's been teaching a radical course called Living Deliberately.
It's a course on comparative monasticism. Students have to take a vow of silence for a month. So no internet, no phone, no speaking.
He also teaches a course called Existential Despair, which I took when I was in college.
And that is, students come together at 4 to midnight and they read a book cover to cover.
We read authors like William Burroughs and Yukio Mishima, people who grappled with life often on the fringes of society. As you can imagine, reading a book cover to cover late into the night requires a lot of concentration. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't get bored or zone out here and there. But I think that was part of the point.
I want my students to, just like I did as a monk, learn to appreciate the task that's in front of them, the words that are in front of them, the desk that's in front of them, and then the person that is sitting next to them. Slow down and pay attention to the room. We're encouraged, like, if you want to be creative, well, take this pill or take a class or do yoga or do Soul Cycle or talk to a therapist, which are all fine things. These are a great thing. But these are just adding. If you look at what monks and nuns do, they don't add more. They do less, right? They simply do less. Less speaking, less choice of clothing, less choice of food, less choice of activities.
a monk's day is very boring to most people, you know? And however, it makes you reevaluate your everyday and see that it is not boring.
Justin wants students to learn how to feel at ease with boredom, with a lack of input, silence, and to just exist in your body.
Our job is simply to learn how to be comfortable with ourselves, even if it's just a few moments a day. Learning how to read a novel for just the sake of reading it, learning how to read a poem for just the sake of reading it, learning how to walk for the sake of walking, wait for the sake of waiting, play music for the sake of music, you know, not for being good at it, not for practicing, not for showing off, but for stopping yourself, for freezing yourself, and putting a hole in yourself. It's interesting how, like, our brains do crave nothingness. Our brains do crave non-productivity. And we do this all the time. Like, we go to listen to music or we go to a museum. But we try to act if it's about learning or productivity when it's really about, like, our brains needing a pause.
His point here is that we need to embrace boredom and apathy because they're much-needed resting states of our being.
Boredom, in a sense, makes us attentive to the presence in the room. The everyday is so spectacular. The everyday is just the wonder of it all. It's amazing. Like, you know, the variety of sounds we hear just outside. Like, right now in my room, I have a lot of books in here. Like, the amount of, who cares what's in these books? Just the variety of colors of the covers are kind of amazing, right? And just like, wow, like, that's a lot of color. And I think that if you can be comfortable with not knowing, if you can be comfortable with lack of productivity, if you can be comfortable in the sense with the wonder of the everyday around you, you're going to be more empathetic to the person next to you of that they're part of that wonderment.
For The Pulse, I'm Alan Hinich.